There is an old story that's much to the glory of one that was called Sapphirus, whose feats may be read, though the man may be dead, by any that are desirous. This man had a nose, as you may suppose, in the middle of his face, but cut it off clear like a brave cavalier to get the king's good grace. The manner is known so weel that alone, yet by the way you must note, though he slashed his face in every place, he had a great care of his throat. Now will any man dare this wight to compare with an hero that I can name, who by cutting his throat grew a man of great note, and purchased eternal fame? Sapphirus did well, but he doth excel if he be but right understood, for 'tis a plain case as the nose on his face, it was done for the people's good. The design was brave, the people to save, by letting his own throat bleed, but the fiend that repines at all good designs did hinder it to succeed. For his hand being up to spill the last drop of the people's saving blood, he made him flinch at the t'other inch, and so prevented the good. So he useth his throat for the people to vote, yet some are so wicked to hope, this obliging knife, though it spared his life, has marked a fair place for the rope. Now whoever bears spleen to the king or the queen, or to James the Duke of York, he shall have my vote to cut his own throat, provided he'll perfect the work.